Unexpected glory. How do you handle unexpected events? Unexpected deaths are never easy to accept. But you know something? Sometimes the expected ones are not all that easy to accept as well. You see, 14 years ago today was my father's funeral. I did not think about that. It hadn't even crossed my mind till this morning. And I didn't even think about it. That at 11 o'clock on April the 1st, 2004, was my dad's funeral. And one of my nieces, the granddaughter, said, "You know something, Aunt Melinda? It's kind of ironic that Papa's funeral is on April Fool's Day because he was such a mess." And I said, "You're right." I said, "But the thing about today, it is April Fool's Day, but guess what? God was not fooling when he rose from the dead." You see, sometimes those deaths that are expected sometimes get us as well, but the ones that are unexpected is what we're talking about today. We can't help asking why sometimes. Why, God? You know, as we watched in horror and disbelief 16 and a half years ago as the Twin Towers in New York collapsed, it was surreal. Officials say it is difficult to get good eyewitness reports from people when unexpected tragedies occur. You see, as the adrenaline begins to flow within someone, people tend to see things that are not there. When we find out about something we did not expect, we might begin to see and believe things that are not there. Mary Magdalene today confronts the unexpected. As Mary reports what she has seen to Peter and John, they may have believed that she was seeing things that were not there. John takes off and he sprints to the tomb. Perhaps John believes that Mary is distraught by her grief. They must have had to wipe their eyes as they entered that tomb to find the body of Jesus missing. They went from a state of shock at his crucifixion to a state of shock at Jesus' disappearance that day. Jesus had done the unexpected. Jesus had conquered death. You see, it is the unexpected glory of the Easter story that we find in 1 Corinthians 15:55 when it says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" You see, it is not easy for us to understand the world. So much in our world is unexpected. The unexpected happens all the time. You see, Mary continues to search for her Lord while the disciples return and go back home. John tells us that they did not understand the Scripture as of yet, but it is obvious that they also did not understand many things in these days surrounding Jesus' arrest, His death, and His resurrection. We can only imagine that the disciples returned home to continue grieving and to figure out what had happened to Jesus' body that day. Mary, on the other hand, stays at the tomb to grieve, to take that time. She did not want to contemplate Jesus' disappearance. She wanted to find her Lord. She needed to know what happened to Jesus. Jesus appears to Mary in the midst of her grief. Jesus appears to us in the midst of our grief, to share in our burdens. You see, it is easy to imagine that the presence of the risen Lord comforts Mary that day. Jesus instructs Mary to go and spread the news, spread that good news of the resurrection. Mary goes and she tells the disciples all that she has seen and all that Jesus has said to her. At Easter today, we celebrate the unexpected glory of Jesus' resurrection. We gather as a community of believers to share this amazing story. Our proclamation is not very different than when Mary proclaimed her story to the disciples. They buried Jesus in a borrowed tomb. Jesus' friends came to that tomb on the first day of the week. Jesus was not there. Jesus appears to Mary. Mary follows Jesus' calling to tell her story. From that day, Jesus has been calling women and men to share their stories, to preach the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Are you and I today, are we willing to look for God working in the world in surprising ways? How can we, on Easter Sunday, experience the resurrected Christ anew? As the morning sun rises in the east, let us remember that wonderful day when Mary and the disciples arrived at that empty tomb. Jesus called Mary to share in the unexpected glory of that first Easter. Jesus is calling today. Jesus is still calling you and I to share Christ's unexpected glories. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word this day. We thank you for loving us and blessing us. We thank you for allowing us once again to come to this place of resurrection, this place that comes living in you. We ask, Lord, this day that you just allow us to continue to find the newness in the world around us, the beauty that can only come by knowing you. We ask, Lord, this day that you continue to hold us close. For it is in your Son's great and holy name we do pray. Amen.